Joined now by Grant Kimberly, the executive director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board, as yesterday the EPA released the proposed RFS volumes for 2026 and 2027. Grant, what was your first initial reaction to those proposed volumes yesterday and some of that information we received?
Yeah, you know, it was done in a different way. So it took us a little bit more time to digest all the information, look at it. Usually in the past for the D4 biomass-based diesel category, they give us a volume target of total gallons. This time they did it based off of total RINs used, or total RINs that would be needed for that volume target. So we had to kind of look at that a little bit more closely. But after digging into it a little bit better, certainly this is very positive overall. So we're looking forward to continuing to evaluate this further, but on the surface, this looks very positive.
So on the surface, Grant, then higher biomass-based diesel volumes, is that what we see here in the proposal?
Yes, that's what it appears to be the case. What they've done differently this time is they base it off of ethanol equivalent energy value related to the RINs. And they've also changed it in the fact that imported feedstocks and imported fuels would only receive about half a RIN credit. And so I guess this is what I was going to, you know, how I would frame it up. The 2026 RVO that they came out with was set at 7.12 billion RINs. So then if you have to use a standard conversion rate of 1.55 RINs per gallon, that's approximately 4.6 billion gallons. And then assuming all production is domestic and uses domestic feedstocks, the EPA also revised the conversion value of renewable diesel from 1.7 to 1.6. So when you account for imported feedstocks, then you look at what you think there'd be imported feedstocks and also imported finished fuel, which now only generates, this change that happened now only generates 0.5 RINs per gallon, the effective conversion rate drops. So using a weighted average of 0.5 for imports, 1.5 for biodiesel, and 1.6 RINs for renewable diesel, the adjusted conversion rate for RINs is 1.27. So then you take that math and then you go further, and the adjustment helps explain, you know, where most of the industry and some of the major outlets and consultants have been reporting, that they then now estimate that total gallon figure for the D4 biomass-based diesel category to be 5.61 billion gallons. That assumes about a 50% of the volume is derived from imports. So the current guidance is likely to significantly reshape how trade flows happen, fats and oils market happens, those kinds of things. So that's kind of where it comes down to, and that's why we really had to dig into this a little bit more deeper.
And these are the proposed volumes. So what is the next step for this guidance and these volume numbers? What would change things?
Well, there's a comment period, of course. All the stakeholders will make comments on this proposal. And then we'll see if EPA makes any adjustments from there. The other wild card that we still don't really know for sure is SREs, small refinery exemptions. Those are still looming in the background. We don't really have any major clarification on that right now. So we got to see how those get resolved before the end of the 90-day comment period. And that would be before the final RVO is set at some point later this year.
And then, Grant, for the state of Iowa here, is this on its face good news for those idle plants that have been sitting there not working? Is this going to get them back up and running?
I think so. I believe so. Certainly, this should really make a huge difference. Now, the challenge you're going to have is what we've noticed here today. Soybean oil has locked limit up. So really, there's no way for any plant to purchase soybean oil right now when you have everything locked limit on the market. So I think we're going to have to wait a couple days to see how the feedstock market trades. The biodiesel plants will probably have to wait to get more feedstock inventory on hand, unless, of course, they already had some on hand. And there probably was some of that. But if they need to make some additional purchases of feedstocks, they're probably going to have to wait a few days till the soybean oil market and other fats and oils markets settle down a little bit. But we do think this is going to get plants up and going here in the very near future.
Is there anything else you'd like to let our Iowa listeners know about when it comes to yesterday's announcement and what we might see going forward?
You know, I think this is one very important step in the process. Now we have to go through the comment period, 90-day comment period. All the stakeholders will do that. We will do that as well. And there could be some adjustments made to this proposal. We'll have to see how those factor in. We also need to see, you know, a little bit more in detail of their assumptions that they made on imports and the contribution that would make to satisfying the RIN volume credits that they've put in place. But, you know, on the surface, this looks like, you know, one of the best RVOs from a biodiesel standpoint that we've ever had. And the fact that our Midwestern biodiesel producers should be able to get up and going here in the near future is very positive. And then, of course, we will also have to continue to monitor where we go with the small refinery exemptions and to make sure that whatever exemptions are given, that they get reallocated back in the overall volume picture of the RFS program so we don't have any erosion of these volume targets. And that'll be what we'll continue to work through and monitor in the coming days. But overall, we're looking at a very net positive day.
He is Grant Kimberly, Executive Director of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Grant, thanks so much for the time here today on what I know has been a very busy day for you. We really appreciate it and have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.